Sand, sun, and surf may be the image you have when you think of a getaway. But for some, the vacation this year has little to do with the beach and more to do with quiet introspection. Welcome to the world of monastic retreats.
Many people lead a very hectic, frantic life.
Meet Mary Schmidt. She runs the Spirit Center at the Monastery of St. Gertrude's in Cottonwood, Idaho.
And rather than just go on another vacation, more hectic sort of things, they choose to come here, center themselves, and get quiet for a while. And so we have people who do that to rest. We have also people who come here then really looking for deeper meaning in their life.
What you first notice about St. Gertrude's Monastery are the red caps atop the turrets. The gray stone building is reminiscent of a medieval castle, but you won't find it cold or damp here. The sisters are warm and welcoming.
It has a little flower garden back there, and so she's got tulips and daffodils.
Sister Chanel hikes with me. She wears her Kiwanis club jacket. She's proud of it because she was one of the first female Kiwanis members of her club. She leads me to a trail.
That's our orchard with an 8-foot deer fence because the deer like trees.
They do.
And then this is the statue of St. Gertrude.
So I begin up here?
Yeah, you just start and then just go, you know, the stations. You'll see the first station there.
Okay.
So if you just walk this direction.
There are 49 other sisters who call St. Gertrude's home. Many of them have careers in nursing, law, and teaching. One sister is a forestry manager. There are a handful of women who became nuns in their late teens. Many came to the life after motherhood, divorce, or widowhood. The sisters come from many walks of life, and that's what makes this place so inclusive.
These women are just, they're fabulous, and they're so humble, and they're so caring.
Becky Stanton of Boise is on her second retreat.
They're incredibly funny. It would be a real shame to have them disappear, so to speak, from the face of the earth. So I have decided to channel some of my charities to this particular monastery because it's just fabulous.
Becky is here for the organized retreat called Everyday Monk, where participants learn ways to incorporate Benedictine principles into daily life, such as prayer, simplifying your lifestyle, and serving others. An organized retreat can be between 3 to 7 days long. Participants stay at the Spirit Center in comfortable dorm-style rooms. You're invited to eat meals with sisters. You can participate in prayer and church services. Classes have a set schedule, but there's plenty of free time to explore. And there's a lot to see here. St. Gertrude's is home to a historical museum which houses the story of the Benedictine sisters, the Nez Perce people, artifacts from Buckskin Bill, and Polly Bemis, a Chinese-American pioneer who lived in Idaho in the late 19th and early 20th century. There are those who prefer to be on their own and choose to schedule an individual retreat, where they stay in their dorm room, read, take in the silence, and walk the grounds. You can meet with a sister if you want, but you don't have to. The Sisters of St. Gertrude's are very accommodating.
I have read, anyway, that the Northwest is actually one of the most unchurched regions in the country.
Sister Teresa has kind eyes behind her round glasses.
And yet, what's fascinating is here we are in some little corner of Idaho in a Benedictine monastery, and as I think you've seen, we have an incredible number of people coming to our retreats, coming to events, who are connected with us in a variety of ways.
Other monasteries are connecting with people as well. Our Lady of Guadalupe Trappist Abbey in Carleton, Oregon, reports that their guest house is very busy, with reservations booked 8 to 10 months in advance. While the Sisters of St. Gertrude's are open to all visitors, men, women, and children, other monasteries have restrictions on who can stay and for how long you may visit. Becky Stanton says she'll come back to St. Gertrude's for rest, relaxation, and to find answers to her spiritual questions. Her advice to those thinking about a monastic retreat?
I'd say don't be scared. The women are fabulous, and they'll take fabulous care of you, and they'll feed you very well, and they'll give you lots of free time. And go listen to them sing and pray, and get into it, because it's wonderful. It's fun. It's fun.